At the conclusion of this past year, I didn't really write goals. I didn't really write a whole lot in the way of reflection. Some years I have. I suppose this year I had accidentally cut one of my fingers, and it actually just felt uncomfortable to write with a pen for a few days, and maybe that's a reason why. But I'd like to share with you a goal which is feeling important to me. And it's not so much a goal, it is actually a decision. If you like, go ahead and just feel the difference between those two words. Some people are making goals. Why not make a decision? New Year's decision. It's not dependent on the year at all. Let's not get our minds stuck in the timeline thinking. You simply change into what is truer for you. You change into it. But to say that you change into it is just another step in the ascension staircase of understanding. So the concept of moving into it is just one step in our understanding. The step above that, the step that we change into it. Well, that's just one step in our understanding. The next step is that we experience it, but that's just one step. A step above experiencing it is emanating it. You can use this understanding in your, what we originally might have called goals, but now I'm calling it a decision. You can use this understanding, whatever it is you want. You can realize that the truest state of your expression of this goal or decision is you emanating it in totality. All those other steps, you might wonder, were those steps true or necessary, or were they not? They were just steps. They are part of the totality. And to understand the totality, we are simply coming to know emanation, to emanate. So at the beginning of this podcast, I thought I had a goal. I changed that word to decision. I'll tell you my decision. I decide to not be taken over. To not be taken over. I'll say it three times because that speaks to our subconscious. Do not be taken over. And that leads us to not just stop with a statement in a negative phrasing. Let's look at the positive result from this. To not be taken over can mean I live my own life. I do not live the life others would have me live. I decide for me. And I don't scan the culture for hints of who I should be. I only am myself. I decide to only be me. It means that I decide the direction of my attention. I decide the direction of my attention. I decide the direction of my attention. I catch myself so often not being myself. I'm curious how it may even feel to get to be myself. And I've tried to be authentic, but I've been lost. Have you been lost? I need you to meet me in the place of truth. and I know that time is artificial. So as I say this, I know that I do meet you in this exact moment for me, and you're meeting me in your exact moment, because all there is a moment, and I ask you to meet me in the place of truth. You and I know how untrue the world has seemed. And I ask you to meet me in the place of truth. In the place of truth, I started to become aware of all of my fears, as though they were a sickness in my head. And I know that wellness is such a great alleviation coming out of sickness. So my head now can experience the alleviation, the relief of that sickness being gone away. Some people look toward an end. There is no end because there was no beginning. And I don't mean that there has just been this eternal succession of stuff going on. Quite the opposite. There is no end. There is no beginning. There is only us. And some people have entertained this idea, but they may not have gotten past context of circumstance. So they might entertain the idea that there is us, but they are thinking there is us, the personalities, the lives, the lifestyles, the stories. But those stories, those lifestyles, those lives, those personalities, those just take place in time. And time is artificial. And the place where we meet now, the place where we meet, is free from time. Is free from time. I have another New Year's decision. I was about to say goal, but this is also a decision. I am going to speak perhaps more loudly, but I want to just use my voice. Sometimes I listen back to these recordings, and I'm not sure I need to talk about this, but it might help if I explain. For a while, I thought there might be a problem with my audio equipment because I would hear the levels, or I could see the levels of the waveforms of my voice recording, and they would be so low. But maybe there's not a problem with the equipment. Maybe it's been the timid nature of my voice. So if I speak out, if I use more volume, perhaps you won't even notice. I know I often like to have dynamics of a voice because, I don't know, it's a habit perhaps. But I'm going to go ahead and speak more fully. Certainly, I have maintained through the years too many factors which counted against me. I may not get respect from people because I would be soft-spoken or mild-mannered or shy. But shyness, well, that kind of meant that I was being taken over, and my other New Year's decision is to not be taken over. To be me. Even if I sound laughable with my, I was about to say attempt, but this is a decision. And I can't really be certain of the speed of the effect. I just trust. I make a decision and I trust. Well, this was quite a bit about me today. Hey, how's the sound in here? I built what my wife calls a sound. Oh, she calls it a chamber of sound. I said that kind of weak. She calls it a chamber of sound. So let's make some sound. Vibrations, good vibrations together. I just heard that Beach Boys song. I am a fan of the Beach Boys. I'm losing the presence of voice. Well, here we are back. Also, I've considered whether or not I should record these podcasts as videos. And I actually did record one, and I don't think I'm going to release it. I have recorded a lot of podcasts, which I scrapped. Maybe I should have kept them all and made an album of unreleased material. Who knows? Maybe people would have said that was your best material. It's probably not. It's probably not. Don't be concerned of that. I guess I've just had to bring myself where I needed to be. But the idea of bringing is just one layer. It's just one step in this staircase of understanding. The idea of feeling and experience something, well, that's just another step on the ladder of understanding. You know, at the top of the ladder, you remember, is emanation. I emanate. So instead of talking about, oh, you know, I really want to have a fuller voice, I am going to emanate without fear. Emanate without fear. And here's a tip to be without fear. Be without ideas. Be without any ideas. Give yourself a break from ideas. Nothing presented to you. Anything you'd even been told in terms of a name or a form or a concept, you can just disconnect from those momentarily. Kind of like unplugging an external hard drive, because anything that has affected you has been external. It only can interface with you. It cannot enter you. It only interfaces with you. I haven't been myself. I confess, I have not been myself. In so many ways, I've not even been myself in the way I would choose to feel. I haven't been myself in how I feel or how I felt. We talk about being ourselves. Well, another step on that ladder of understanding is feeling like yourself. And it's an important step. And remember, the top of that staircase is emanating. So the top of this staircase would be emanating yourself. I really have to be me. We have to be us. And sometimes when we start to entertain these ideas of being ourselves, we may get glimpses of our youth. Maybe there was a time when we knew. It is very wise to accept the teaching of who you were at that time. This may seem paradoxical to some of us, even some of us with far out, you know, esoteric ideas, being taught from ourself in the past, yes. Being taught by ourself in the past. Often we're looking to the future, like what is the ultimate version of me in the future? Well, remember, there is no future and there is no past. So you may be able to just see different points of reference of yourself. You might consider those to be versions of yourself. But really, there are just some of those images where you can see through more clearly to your true self. And all of these versions of ourself, well, they seem to show fluctuations. Fluctuations of that clear connection to our true self. But if any of it seems to shine a little brighter, that is showing into your true self? Will you meet me as us? Right now, I am presenting myself to you in truth, knowing that we are the same truth. And by truth, I do not mean any idea or set of ideas. We can move past this place of duality. Meet me where duality has never ended and never began. Some people say that everything always was. They're so focused on this idea of everything. And they think everything has an opposite. They might say the opposite of everything would be nothing. But there's neither. There's neither everything nor nothing. Those are just words. Words that line the poles, the polarity, the poles that give polarity. And so we don't need words. We can meet at the place where there are not words. All that we have ever felt, all that we've ever experienced, presents itself to us to lift us up. I have a suggestion for us. Let's say the word wow. 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 Just use it almost too much. I can wake up and say, wow, I'm awake. I'm here. I'm awake. I'm here. I can eat something. I can say, wow, I'm eating. I can breathe and say, wow, I'm breathing. I can speak and say, wow, I'm speaking. Never need for anything to be taken away. Appreciate so that nothing ever needs taken away. By appreciating, some people may have needed things taken away from them in order to appreciate those energies. But let's just appreciate now. Appreciate fully. What if we have nothing but appreciation? And feel that magic in your life. Hey, we do have a Facebook page for the End Depression podcast. I've been very inactive, but I don't know that anyone's been coming over there. So if you do, you might want to post something, whatever's on your mind, and or you could contact me. So we've had a variety today. Thank you for sharing with me. I realize I probably haven't had a whole lot of clarity of mind recently. But I wanted to share with you what was feeling important to me and also share that you are important to me. I love you. Thanks for being with me.